Hello and welcome to the CW Chinwag. My name's Stuart.
And I'm Bill.
And today we'll be discussing Season 4 Flash, the good, the bad and the terrible. Bill, initial thoughts?
Well, I think it was clearly the worst season so far. I think poor villain, not enough of Barry, and too many sub-stories that didn't link up well between all the different characters. I think they overdid it, they bit off more than they could chew, trying to tell different stories.
Yeah, we discussed it before, and it also undid like a lot of the work from season 3,
yeah.
Which was like made it irrelevant. I agree. I think it's the worst one yet, which is obviously a shame to say. I mean, it had its moments, but well, should we start with the bad?
Well, I think as well, before season 4 came out, they promised that the villain would not be another speedster. So obviously we had 3 speedsters in a row.
Which it wasn't.
Yeah, and DeVoe just wasn't as good as any of the other villains we've had so far. Like, his motive, like, what, he just wants people to be dumber.
Yeah, wants to re-educate the world. It's basically a kind of throwback to the Nazi party, essentially, where they want everyone to fall in line.
Right, okay.
Well, yeah, to a point.
I suppose.
But, yeah, so DeVoe, I was kind of on the fence, but I think after a brief discussion, I agree, like, that he's the worst villain.
I just think with every series so far, they've kind of had a twist. Like, with in season 1, with evil Harry Wells, who's actually the Reverse Flash.
And we were let in on it.
Yeah, like, but we didn't know it was Thorn with the face changer.
Yeah.
And then season 2 with Zoom, we didn't know who Zoom was going to be.
No.
And then season 3 with Savitar, we didn't know who Savitar was going to be. And then we didn't know if Iris was going to survive.
Yeah.
But there was nothing like that in this series, like the mystery. It was just like plodding on.
Yeah, but they kind of tried it with like trying to save each bus meta.
And Ralph, like they always thought Ralph's eventually going to have to be taken.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as tense, I didn't think.
No. Like I think they tried it, like I said, with the bus metas. When, you know, the one that played the guitar?
With the sound beams.
Yeah, and like Ralph.
Liked her. That was
that was like a sad moment, but we didn't invest enough into that character.
They should have had her on Team Flash for a few episodes, I think.
Yeah. And because they just kind of had nothing for ages.
Yeah, I feel like.
And then all of them got killed off, like, straight away.
Yeah, like with the bus metas as well, I feel like they were just sort of like, you know, villain of the week, someone new to take on each week.
Just like the filler to take us through, yeah. But saying that, I do think that Ralph was probably the highlight of the
Yeah, Ralph was great. Ralph's a great inclusion to Team Flash. He's like, he's got the comedy.
Yeah, he's funny.
He was funny, yeah.
Brings new elements.
New powers that we've not seen.
Yeah, and I thought that he would, I really hope. Do we know anything?
I don't know if we know he's in next season. He might be confirmed, I'm not sure.
I hope that he does stay.
But also, like, his character development throughout the whole series, like, we were introduced to him as a bit of a dick, where Barry knew him, where he was a dodgy, bent copper who planted evidence and got a sack. And then this character arc's becoming a hero.
Like a loner as well, where he was just like out for himself and didn't care about anyone else. And then, at the end, when he died, quote marks, like he was saving his family and, it was, like I said,
but
really
then
good.
Also a question that needs to be answered: does Ralph now have all the powers DeVoe had?
Surely he should.
I think he should,
because he is DeVoe. Essentially, the only thing he's not got is DeVoe's brain.
Yeah.
So, but what took on the powers, the body, or the mind?
I suppose. Yeah, we don't really know, because it was like a brain swapper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But well, that poor dude. That when we first got introduced to the brain swapper, when he did it on that poor guy, you know, he had the mind reading powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we were introduced to him at the end of the episode. That's it, brain swapped, gone.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, that is interesting, actually, because will he even have his own powers then?
I think so, because he shapeshifted back into himself.
Right.
But then, his shapeshifting powers are questionable, because when he shapeshifts, is it on, like, a DNA level? Like, if he shapeshifted into Barry, could he not have speed? He's got the same molecular structure.
Because, this goes back to when he went in court as Deville,
yeah,
they not do a DNA?
Yeah, something.
They
yeah.
would do a DNA.
They'd have to, yeah. And they'd have to watch him to make, because like, what would he walk out and morph back into Ralph?
Yeah.
He has to live a life. He had to live a life as Deville because he would have been being watched by police or someone.
Yeah, because it's not like you'd go to that police and go, oh, I think there's
and
a
the
man
wife.
Shape.
He couldn't have gone back into the wife because the wife would have known straight away.
Yeah, yeah. They would, yeah. In a town where there are
speedsters
and sharp
attacks
men,
every week.
Like,
yeah.
They would, it wouldn't be unquestionable that this dead man.
Where they found the body.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They found the body and he was dead and now he's back alive. And they wouldn't question it once. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that is dodgy. But I think there was a lot of conveniences like that in the series.
Yeah, I do always find that. This brings me on to actually Flash time for the season. Because I thought it was really, like, it's good to watch, you know? Like, the Flash time where it's like...
The episode where the bomb went off.
Yeah.
And the entire episode was pretty much in slow motion.
Yeah, and you it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
And that's all really good, but that, like, going back to convenience, like, when he was looking for Devaldi's breeches at the end, and they were like, oh, he could come out here, he could come out, oh, a breach has just gone off here, could it be him? Why doesn't he just do Flash time?
Yeah, he could do that anytime he wants when he's taking anyone.
Yeah.
There was another instance when he first had that weapon that Sisko made to replicate the vibration powers, because he was weak to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did it, but just missed.
Yeah.
Like, surely if you can just go Flash time, go right up close
yeah,
to him
yeah.
and do it like a centimetre away.
And in the bit where Ralph died and he's stuck to the floor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would have been more difficult because he was stuck to the floor.
But he could have done that before getting stuck to the
yeah,
floor.
Yeah, exactly. He is living.
He should
in that...
enter the room
yeah.
in slow-mo.
Oh, hang on, Deville. Go. Straight away. Yeah,
yeah.
Just at all times.
Just
be
enter
prepared.
The room in slow-mo and you can deal with anything.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously.
And then after all that, you know when, like, Flash from Earth 2, the old guy who's his dad, the real Jay Garrick.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in and he's like, how are you doing that? And then in the same episode, Jessie Quick does it. She learns how to
yeah.
do it in the same episode.
Yeah, who was he trying to teach it?
You know, he's because like Sisko and
oh, yeah,
Aiden,
he was trying
they were struggling.
To, yeah.
They couldn't move within it.
They couldn't move, yeah. Yeah, and Jessie, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's just, like I say, it was a good element to bring in, but surely, like you said, at all times now, just be ready to go slow-mo, just in case.
Yeah.
And anyone else now should be irrelevant. Like, oh, it's kicking off downtown. Bang.
Yeah.
Straight into Flash time.
Shot himself in the foot there a little bit,
because he said, like...
There should be, like, massive consequences for it. Like, something like, every time he does it, he, like, shortens his life or something.
Or, like, he's out of action. He can't even run fast for, like, a day.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. That would explain why he's not using it all the time. That's
yeah.
all he needs to do, really.
Yeah. They might go back to it, I guess. Possibly.
So, a few other things about the series that I've got to point out. I feel like the wife of Deville,
yeah.
get her name?
Mrs. Deville.
Yeah. Her betrayal of her husband was obvious very early on.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many points where, like... You know when he kept putting her in a loop where she'd keep waking up and she'd
yeah.
leaving herself notes on the computer?
Yeah, yeah.
Like... That was obvious. And then when he was going a bit far killing people and she was telling him to stop killing.
Yeah.
I think that was just too obvious.
Yeah, we could see it.
But then also, like, you know when she stabbed Iris with a sword?
Mm-hmm.
But then the next episode she was quite happy to help Iris.
Yeah.
It was a bit too much.
That was the...
Too fast.
The girl episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. The girl power episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, there was a point from Series 3 with Savitar when he told Barry about this is where we made the neural inhibitor to stop Deville.
Deville, yeah.
And they remembered that in Season 4 and tried it and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So that was just completely pointless.
Yeah, why would Barry remember that?
Yeah.
As like a,
yeah.
like...
Either, I've got a couple of theories. So either, in Savitar's timeline, it did work.
Hmm. Maybe.
Another one is writers just put it in to hint that next series villain isn't the speedster. That was
yeah.
it. And they had to like scrub it out quickly when it came to season 4.
Yeah.
I did have another theory. That he, yeah, Savitar said it knowing it wouldn't work. Just as like,
just to
be
mess
a
with
dick.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But then they never clarified that. Did
no.
They? It, like, it was just...
It didn't work and
they,
that was it.
They did the, yeah, like, flashback. Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
To that. Previous episode, and it was like, oh right, So is it, yeah, like, I don't know why
they even brought up.
Yeah, it was irrelevant. One real low, I think, from the series was Iris.
Oh, God.
It really bugged me when she was like, I am the leader of this team.
Yeah, like...
Since when?
From the start. Like, obviously, she says, because Barry went missing for, what, 6 months, wasn't it, in Speed
Force?
You left
me, yeah.
Yeah, and she took over. But I find, in that team of people, she has got to be the least qualified to lead a team.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, obviously, Caitlin and Cisco and Harry were geniuses.
Yep.
And Joe was like a captain of the police. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he should definitely be leading people, whereas Iris had no qualifications whatsoever to lead in that team.
Yeah, I understand, like, sitting on the computer and being like, such and such has come in. It doesn't make you the leader of the
team.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Since when she come, like, become so good at making up plans of what to do? I'll tell you what we'll do. Us with superpowers, we'll go and sort it out, and you stay here behind the desk.
Basically.
Like... we are the Flash.
Yeah, I think that must have annoyed everyone. I don't think anyone liked that.
No.
And also, she had no purpose. Like, every other member of the team had something they were good at that they could use.
A skill they bring
to
the
team. Yeah, you know, Cisco's got his, like, vibing and porting as well as his making tech. Obviously, Caitlin, freezing powers with Killer Frost as well as her, like, biochemist, whatever she does.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the doctor, isn't she?
Harry, a mega genius. Joe, a great investigator.
Brings the police with him.
Yeah. She had nothing. And I feel like right towards the end, they did a bit where she was like making a blog about how to find DeVoe.
Mm.
And it worked. Like, people were like checking on it and saying, I've just seen him. She should have been doing things like that from the beginning, because that's her skill set. Like, as a reporter and like using her social media and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing she should have been doing all series.
Yeah.
But she just wasn't using any of it. So she had no real purpose on the team.
What is she in the comic?
But it's difficult because there's multiple Flashes and whatnot. But yeah, she does marry Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Rhyming.
Yeah.
And they do have a kid eventually and whatnot.
But is she reporting? Is she on...
Oh yeah, she's always a reporter.
So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why did they veer from that? Like,
I don't know why they veer from that now.
And it's also like she's got like her ear to the ground if she's a reporter. You know, she can hear things that might be going on.
She's
you know?
Just
like,
been doing a little series. It's ridiculous.
I hope she just goes back from that.
I think she should. Because I think a lot of people have the same issue with her from what I've been like seeing online and talking to people.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much what I've got to say on Iris. Other than, like, I really think she was a real low point and almost ruined the series for me.
Yeah, just really, like...
They were just pushing it every episode about her being the leader, and it was just really, really annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. We said goodbye to Wally. Well, temporarily.
Well, yeah.
Some of us. I thought it was a good time for him to go, to be honest. Partly because he brings more... to Legends than he does to Flash.
But I didn't see the point in him splitting with Jesse. Like,
no, that could have kept going.
Yeah, they live on different Earths. What does it matter if he's hopping through time and back? You can still...
Yeah,
carry on.
But I just thought, because he's always going to be playing... You don't need...
Sidekick.
Yeah, you don't need Wally when you've got Barry.
So, well, unless Iris gets Speed Force again.
Yeah.
That'll be annoying.
Yeah, so... I thought it was a good time for him to go. Obviously, Wells went dumb and left.
Yeah, I quite liked the whole Harry Wells story. Because obviously, when we were introduced to him back in season 2. Yeah, season 2.
Yeah.
Like, he was always a bit of a dick and condescending, and he was a genius, and that was his purpose. But then, obviously, he used the thinking cap, damaged himself
with the dark matter. Mm-hmm.
And started becoming dumb. It really humbled him,
yeah.
I think. And obviously it was a nice send-off to him. He just realised what was more important, his family. And...
Yeah, he didn't care that he was no longer intelligent. And
yeah.
It was more like...
I think it was a little bit disappointing because I liked the character.
Yeah. I liked his relationship with Cisco as well.
Yeah.
But then it had a good end.
Yeah.
For both of them.
Yeah, that was one of the plus sides to this series, I think, as well. Like, I think Ralph's the real highlight of the series. Harry's send-off was good, but we've got to think, is there going to be a new Wells? You've got to have a Harrison Wells.
Yeah, he is signed.
You know that, seen that.
Yeah,
okay.
He is definitely back. So I'm guessing it'd be a new... Well, it's got to be a new Wells, because we've got one...
Can't have him.
One bad, one dead, and one dumb.
Well, bad one's dead as well, isn't he? Spoilers for Legends.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Two dead.
And
the
one dumb.
One and a good one.
Yeah. I think, what, we're going to go to the Council of Elves?
Yeah. Yeah, I can get one of these.
Can you just give us one of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was it for my. I didn't like the end either. Although I didn't think The Thinker was great, I thought it was kind of just like, oh right, so he just has to.
Ralph took over his mind.
Yeah.
It was. I did like it because I, like I said, I liked the whole Ralph story arc of his evolution from Dick to hero.
Yeah.
I like that, all of that. I also like the setup for next series with Nora Allen turning up.
Yeah.
You've seen her peppered throughout sort of second half of the series.
Yeah, the pink blur.
I was predicting from the first time I saw her that she was going to be Cecile and Joe's baby.
I thought that, yeah.
Yeah, but she turned out to be Nora Allen, which we know, well, I know from the comics, is Iris and Barry's daughter. So you can't really predict what that's going to be for next season. She says she needs their help. Do we think that's going to be a series-long problem, or do we think that's going to be, like, first couple of episodes of next season is going to be helping that, and then they'll go back, and there'll be something? Because I've got a problem. Flashpoint proved that messing with time messes with your present.
Mm-hmm.
So surely when she goes back to the future...
Yeah.
Something's going to be wrong, like, you know, and maybe when Barry goes to the future,
are the legends going to turn up? Because this is anomaly. Like, you're not allowed to travel through time.
You shouldn't be messing with time. Otherwise, the legends are going to turn up and stop you.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's another issue.
That's for the next episode.
Yeah. So yeah, there's going to be a problem with Nora's future, or when Barry comes back to his time, another flashpoint is Dougie. Stop it.
Well, yeah, there was going to be, is like John Diggle going to have a son again?
Yeah.
On Arrow, or
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I never thought of it like that. Are they going to go to her time?
I think they're going to go to the future.
And is that going to be the season?
I can't see them spending a whole season in the future. Because there's too many... Like, they're not, what, the whole Team Flash are going to go?
Probably not, no.
What, Joe and Cecile with their baby?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
So they're going to be staying... Speaking of Cecile and her baby...
Go on. I know where you're going.
Where did her powers even originate? Like, they said becoming pregnant may have... activated some dark matter in her, which is vague at best, and then her powers disappeared when she gave birth. Is the baby gonna have powers?
Well, yeah, I don't. It's just I always find this with Flash. It's just these little conveniences, like where they just like, oh, we just need someone to like remind. Oh,
yeah.
There we go. Yeah, she's pregnant. Like the dark matter again. Like,
yeah,
it was just. I thought it would like it. Obviously, worked well in the season, but. Unless they come up with a explanation, or like you said, the baby has powers.
Well, that's sort of why I was predicting that Nora was going to be their daughter, because I thought, oh, the baby's going to have powers.
Yeah, because we debated it while the season was going on. Like, why would she be a speedster?
Yeah.
But obviously it wasn't.
It's obvious now.
Yeah.
Another thing about this series, like I said in the intro, about the too many stories... I feel like every character in Team Flash have a story, pretty much. I suppose, yeah, Joe and Cecile with the baby.
Yeah.
Killer Frost with her whole, she was working for Amunet.
Yeah. And then loses her identity.
And then loses Killer Frost, and then gets it back, and then finds out that she actually had it all along since she was a kid, from some, like, repressed memory.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that, because I'd like to see, because I've obviously... Episode 1 of Flash Season 1, they introduced Caitlin Snow, and I already knew from
you
the
knew
comics
straight away, yeah.
That's Killer Frost.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be Killer Frost, and she didn't for a long time, not until like Season 2, halfway. Mm-hmm. And then it was like she was a goodie, or it was like a repressed personality.
Yeah, split personalities.
So it's exciting to see where that's going to go, whether she can like take control of it for good, or whether she will hilt her and then become a villain.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever be brave enough to do
I think that's a massive statement.
I think, yeah, they wouldn't be brave enough to
do
that.
They just use, like, an Earth 2-1 again or something like that.
I'd just like to see more Killer Frost, really. And then... Oh, yeah, also... So then, yeah...
Cisco with Breacher.
Cisco with splitting up with Gypsy and maybe becoming the new Breacher. Like, obviously, then there was Ralph's story and then the main story with Barry. I just think there was too many and they didn't intertwine well.
Nah.
It was like... What's any relevance?
Yeah.
Like... The only reason they had the whole story with Caitlin working for Amunet is so they could get Amunet to make them that little metal bullet to take down the satellites.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was quite long-winded.
It's just, yeah, they had too many loose ends all over the place. And then it was just like they were there for convenience rather than to develop a storyline. Like
I said, I think my biggest disappointment was the lack of mystery that Seasons 1, 2 and 3 were really well-known for.
Yeah. Because although at the end, obviously, it was a surprise to see the baby
Nora. Yeah.
There was no like, duh! Like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Like, twist.
Yeah, I felt like the CW Arrowverse were quite good at doing that for each series with their villains or something or another. But this series just didn't have it. Whereas I think Arrow and Legends of that season did have it.
Yeah.
So I think in amongst those three, I honestly think Flash was the weakest this year.
Yeah. That being said, I'm still excited for season 5, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Predictions? Or what do we need to... They still need to answer. So why is she back? Obviously, we've said about that.
Yeah.
What Wells are we going to get next? Will Ralph just be part of Team Flash?
I think he ought to be. I think it would be disappointing to get rid of him now because he was such a great inclusion. And I think, like, as well, if they're going to have, like, a Killer Frost arc. Because there was that weird romance between Ralph and Caitlin as well.
Yeah.
I think maybe...
Where's Malfoy gone?
That was season 3, wasn't it? He just went, didn't he? He had enough of the danger and just packed up and went back to England.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Just had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and New Wells and obviously the Killer Frost. Will she...
I've got another point I forgot to bring up.
Go on.
So at the end of season 3, when Barry sacrificed himself to go in the Speed Force as like a prison because it needs a sacrifice.
Yeah, it needs someone in there.
At the beginning of season 4, they just completely undid that.
Yeah, there's no one in the Speed Force.
There's no one in there. They used like some bomb that Cisco created to trick the Speed Force into thinking there was someone in there. Why didn't you just do that the first time?
Yeah.
At the end of season 3. Yeah. Like, I really thought Jay Garrick was going to go in or... because he'd been there before, that's when he found him.
Yeah.
And, or maybe Wally. Obviously, it didn't come to be, but yeah, I just think it's a bit like, oh, so that.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is just, this is like typical, for nothing. Like, where they say, like, this is what will happen if the whole time itself will.
Like, the Speed Force storm was like destroying everywhere, wasn't it?
And then this is what will happen, yeah, because it needs a body in there. And then they just go, forget that.
Yeah.
Like, expecting us not to remember.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things like that they just don't bring up again.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, I think, well, we just won't mention it.
So, yeah.
Right, you've got some predictions?
I haven't really. I want to put out there that either Killer Frost is going to turn or she'll gain complete control. I think that's the only prediction I can really make, other than the obvious, a new Wells. Maybe Cecile's baby having powers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little prediction I'm kind of hoping for, rather than thinking it will happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean...
Is Joe going to be out of action? He's got a baby to think about now.
Oh yeah, he might. They might. He's got a risky job.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he already is in danger every day, isn't he? So.
Well, yeah, with the police.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
They've not left a lot.
Iris getting pregnant in the series.
Well, yeah. They probably will go that route because it could be like, I don't know. Say she could get pregnant, and then like something happens. Where the daughter disappears.
Yeah, maybe.
So then it's like...
they have to get pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh God, we've messed it up. Now that's not going to happen or something.
Oh, it's, time travel is just messy, isn't it? Cause and effect.
They should just... Yeah, like, they've got Legends, which are time travellers. Leave it to that. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, as soon as you... Because as soon as they do it, they can just do whatever they want and pull the wall over eyes and say it's time travel.
That's pretty much all I've got to say, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a... A good breakdown.
So we agree, not the best series, actually the worst of Flash yet.
Yeah.
The worst of the three that we follow this year.
Yep.
But still excited for next series.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, I wouldn't unwatch it.
Oh no, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Like, yeah, I enjoyed it, but hopefully less Iris, more Ralph.
Yeah.
And more Barry.
More Barry, yeah. More mystery.
Yeah.
Because I feel like speculation wasn't as fun last series.
No.
Get back to the good.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be back next week for our Legends recap.
Yeah, Legends Series 3 review, which I might put out there as the best one this year, but we'll discuss that more next week.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
And follow us on Twitter at WChinwag, so know when the next episodes are coming out.
Yeah.
Cheers, and goodbye.
See you later.